Do you think Pinterest is just for pretty pictures of food and home decor? Time to think again. This image-loving platform can seriously boost your podcast downloads, so get ready to pin your way to podcast popularity. Welcome back to Marketing Strategy Academy podcast, where we help female entrepreneurs go from marketing overwhelm to an easy, streamlined strategy and system that includes Pinterest and repurposing content to grow their businesses when they have very little time. I'm your host, Jen Vasquez. Let's jump right into it. Here are the tips that are going to make that work. Business account equals pro tools. If you haven't already, make sure that you either turn your personal account to a business account in the settings or create a business account. I like to have my personal account turning it into a business account, and then I secret all my personal boards because Pinterest looks at your whole account to see who you are and who you serve to serve up the content. So set it up to be a Pinterest business account so that you can get all of the access to the analytics and the tools that'll help you to know which pins are doing well to do more of them. Pretty pins that pop. Your pins are like mini movie posters to your episode. So use really fancy images, clear fonts, and your podcast signature style. So each pin should really scream, "This episode is awesome, click me." It is very similar to creating thumbnails for YouTube videos. You want to entice people to listen. Keyword magic. Sprinkle keywords throughout your descriptions. Those are the words that people type into that search bar to look up information. So go and peruse Pinterest, type in keywords you think will work, and you'll know immediately if they work or not. Pinterest is a search engine or search marketing platform in disguise, so it will help people to find your content easily. Boards of dreams. Think of boards as your podcast's organized library. Create boards for themes, seasons, or your main topics that you touch on in your podcast. Make it super easy for people to find a whole bunch of juicy episodes that they'll love. Link it up. Every pin should be like a fast track to your episodes. Make sure that they link directly to wherever your podcast lives online. Less clicking equals more listeners. And you can do a test, which is what I've done. I link to Spotify, I link to Apple, because those are the two top podcast players. But sometimes I will also link to my show notes on my website. Links that are part of the website that you claim in Pinterest tend to get a bit more reach. So if you make 5 pins for one podcast, obviously you want all those pins to look different and have different keywords, but you'll link 2 of them to Spotify, 2 of them to Apple, and 1 of them to your show notes. Chat it up. Pinterest is a party. Follow other podcasters, like their pins, leave fun comments. This helps folks find you and builds a sense of community. So if someone is following another podcast and you really found that podcast valuable and it's similar to yours, like their listeners are probably your type of listeners, creating a comment on there doesn't hurt because people who go on Pinterest and find that podcast could also end up following yours. Data is your friend. Pinterest Analytics is like your backstage stat guru. Which pins are rocking and learn about your audience. It's secret intel for making even better content. Steady wins the race. Post new pins for your episodes regularly, and it's like dropping hot new little tracks, keeping your fans excited and bringing in new listeners daily. Remember, Pinterest success takes a little time and a little hustle, but hey, so does making an awesome podcast. Let me know how it goes. Bye.